Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for joining. And we have a privilege this morning of learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Samach, which really takes us deep into the discussions of Karban Pesach and Kadshim and the issues of Karbanos. One of the unique features of Karbanos is the central role of declared intent. Especially in Karbanos, it's not enough to do the actions right, to slaughter, to catch the blood, to walk the blood to the altar, throw the blood on the altar. But there's a tremendous role to machshava, to intent. For example, if somebody doing one of the key avodos of a Karban says, I'm going to eat this Karban chutz lizmano, I'm going to eat this Karban at the wrong time, that contaminates the carbon. The carbon becomes pigle. Anyone who now would eat this carbon would get kares. It became contaminated because of the declared intent during the offering. Another unique law to actually Karban Pesach and Karban Chatas, to the sin offering and to the Pesach offering, is the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim, they have to be offered l'shma, for the sake of the Karban. If the Kohen does the services, shelo l'shma, so let's say he takes the chatas and he says, I'm doing this slaughtering, I'm doing this catching of the blood, I'm walking the blood, so that for this to be an asham, not to be a shlam, not to be a chatas, as an asham, or I'm doing the services of the Pesach as a shlamim, with the intent that this is a shlamim, not with the intent that this is a Pesach, that also disqualifies the Karban. Machshava of shelo l'shma disqualifies the karban. So now the Mishnah is going to deal with different intentions. Intentions of shelo l'shma, intentions of for who can eat it, the wrong person eating it, etc. So let's start with the Mishnah. Nun Tesamid Beis. Tomorrow's Mishnah is going to be talking about having the wrong intentions about who should be eating, but today the issue is having the wrong intentions about whether it's a Pesach or it's a Shlamim. So says the Mishnah, HaPesach Sheshchato Shelo Lishma, a Pesach that was slaughtered, not as Pesach, but slaughtered for the wrong name, for the wrong status. It was slaughtered as Shlamim. Or kibel, we'll see what the next line means. Kibel hilach v'zarak shelo lishma. The blood was caught, the blood was walked over, the blood was thrown, shelo lishma, for the wrong intention, for shlamim, not as Pesach. Oh, shelo lishma, oh lishma, and shelo lishma. Or the intention was for Pesach, and then there was an intention of shlamim. This is all on Erev Pesach. Or shelo lishma, the intention was not for. The intention was shelo lishma, and the intention was for lishma. First, there was an intention for shlamim, and then there was an intention for Pesach. Sorry, shelo lishma for shlamim, and then Pesach. In both of these cases, it is pasul. The karban is disqualified. What's the case of intention for its sake and not for its sake? First, l'shem Pesach. First, there was an intention for Pesach. And then, as a shlamim, l'shem shlamim. What is shelo l'shmo and then l'shmo? First, l'shem shlamim, and then l'shem Pesach. Okay, that is the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Bari Rav Papa, Rav Papa had a question. Hey, Rav Papa had a question. This is related to the Mishnah. When you have a thought of Lishma for Pesach and then Shelo Lishma for Shlamim. When you have a thought of Shelo Lishma for Shlamim and then a thought of Lishma for Pesach, that it's possible. Avoda Achas Tznan, is it that you had these thoughts in one act of service? Remember, there are four key acts of service. Slaughter, catching the blood, walking the blood to the altar, and throwing the blood on the altars. Is it that during one act of service you had both thoughts? You started off thinking, I'm slaughtering Pesach, and then before you finish the act of slaughtering, you're saying, I'm slaughtering Shlamim? Or was it in two different acts? I slaughter, saying I'm slaughtering Pesach, and when I caught the blood, I'm catching the blood of Shlamim. Avod Achasan, is it in one act of service? Or is it in two acts of service? Avod Achasan, if we say that the Mishnah's rules, the two rules at the end of the Mishnah, Lishmo and then Shalol Lishmo, and Shalol Lishmo and then Lishmo, disqualified, are talking about where it's in one act of service, Avod Achasan, then it'll only be Rabbi Yossi. Then this Mishnah is following the view of Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Afik Mar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. Rabbi Yossi says that if a person says two things, let's say he says about an animal, it's Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamin. We take into effect the second part of what he said also. So year two, a guy shechts an animal, and at the beginning he's saying Pesach, at the end of the Shechita he's saying Shlamin. Be like Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah says it's possible. So say it's possible. Be like Rabbi Yossi. You follow the end of what he says too. You accept that too. Here, Meir, because if you're going to say that the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Ha'amar Tfos Lashon Rishon, he says that when a person says two things, you look at the first. So then the case of Lishma, Pesach, and the case of Shalol Lishma, in one Avodah, you only look at the first thing. So then it would be Kasher. Odilma, or maybe, now starting today's Daf, Samacham and Aleph, Odilma, or perhaps, B'shtei Avodos Tznan. The Mishnah is talking about two avodos. In other words, during the Shechita, it was for Pesach, but during the Kabbalah, during the catching of the blood, he was saying, I'm catching blood of Shlamim, or the other way. During the Shechita, I'm doing for Shlamim, and during the catching of the blood, I'm doing for Pesach. It's two avodos. And then the Mishnah is saying, if there's any Shalol Lishma in any of these avodos were done Shalol Lishma, then the whole thing is possible. Then I feel the Rebbe Meir. Then the Mishnah could work even according to Rebbe Meir. Even the Rebbe Meir, Amar Meir holds Tfos Lashon Rishon, that when somebody says two things, what we take into account is the first thing he said. That would be true if it's in one avoda. But here it's two separate avodos. There's the Shechita, there's the Kabbalah. One was with one thought, one was with another thought. Then Moshe, even Rebbe Meir would agree, the Mifsel, it got disqualified. They sent him the yeshiva to explain this question. Which case are you asking about? Which case are you asking about? Was it one avoda or two avodas? If the case is the case of shalol lishma, first for shlamim, then for pesach, then maybe avodas, maybe shtei avodas. Then whether it's all in one avoda that you had these two thoughts, or in two avodas that you had these two thoughts, and maybe Rabbi Meir, maybe Rabbi Yossi, whether it's according to Rabbi Meir or it's according to Rabbi Yossi, if Salim Mikamaisa certainly becomes disqualified. If the case is first Shlamim, then Pesach, so even if it's one avoda, the case could be one avoda, everybody would agree to the law of the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir would also agree to the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yossi would agree to the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yossi, Nami Afik Mar Dvarav Adam Nitfas Isla. Rabbi Yossi is only saying that the latter things people say also matter. But certainly the first thing matters. So if a person said Shalol Lishma, then Lishma, certainly it gets disqualified according to everybody. Ella, so you're right, that's not our question. Our question was the case of the Mishnah of Lishmo and then Shalol Lishmo. First it was for Pesach. Then he says he's doing it for Shlamim. So the Mishnah says it's no good because he said he's doing it for Shlamim. So that's our question. Does the Mishnah mean it's no good because he said he's doing it for Shlamim in a whole avoda, let's say in the Kabbalah? Or even if within the Shechita he says, I'm doing it for Shlamim, even though he said it's second, it's no good because it's following the view of Rabbi Yossi that you look at the latter part of a person's remarks and they also count. So since the latter part of his remarks was Shalol Lishma, that it was for Shlamim, it also counts and it becomes disqualified. So now the Gemara is going to try to prove. What's the case of the Mishnah? Is the case of the Mishnah, when it speaks about Lishmo for Pesach and for Shlamim, and it's no good, is the case of the Mishnah that in one avoda it was for Pesach and for Shlamim? Or in two avodos, it was for Pesach and for Shlamim. Ah, Shema, come in here, proof. We learned. Ha Pesach sheshchato shalol lishmo. Our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, carbon Pesach, that was the very beginning of the Mishnah. Carbon Pesach, that was shechted shalol lishmo for Shlamim.
And then it goes on to say, Kibel halach bezarak shelo lishmo. He catches the blood, he walks the blood, he throws the blood, shelo lishmo. I'm going to say in the end of the mission, all these cases, it's possible. Hey, Hidami, what's this case? If it's as we're, the way I just read it, Lamli Adamashu Lakulu, why does it have to mention that he Shchita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika was Shalol Lishma? You have to mention all of those things? Become Isifsale, once you had the Shchita for Shlamim of a Pesach, it's already disqualified. It doesn't matter what you're going to do next, it's already disqualified. Elav, so it must be this first case. It's not one case, it's multiple cases. Hachi Katani, this is the way to read the Mishnah. If you shecht the Pesach on Erev Pesach, saying I'm shechting a shlamim, so you're shechting it for the wrong sanctity, disqualified. Doesn't matter what you do next. You can catch the blood and walk the blood and throw the blood for Pesach. It's too late. It's no good. Then the Mishnah goes on to say another case. Inami shchato l'shmo. Let's say you shechted it right way. You shechted it on Erev Pesach. I'm shechting Pesach right now. You shechted it the right way. But Kaba, Kibel, when you caught the blood, or Halach, and when you walked the blood, or Zarap, when you threw the blood, that was Shalol Lishma. That was saying, I'm doing it for Shlamim. It's also no good. Inami, alternatively, Shachto, you shechted it the right way, saying that it's for Pesach. Kibel, you caught the blood, saying it's for Pesach. Halach, you walked the blood, Lishmo, saying it's for Pesach. But the Zarap, when you got to the throwing of the blood, that was Shalol Lishma. You were saying it was for Shlamim. So all these cases are going to be possible. So the first line of the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying, is havilei shtei avodos, is when you have your different intentions and different acts of service. Okay, so that's the first line of the Mishnah. Now we get to the Mishnah's part where it spells out explicitly lishmo and shalol lishmo and shalol lishmo and lishmo. Ema Seif, now read the end of the Mishnah. Lishmo v'shalol lishmo. If he has intention for Pesach, but then intention for Shlamim, it's disqualified. Now, Hechidam, what's this case? If this is that in the Shechita he had intention for Pesach, and the Kabbalah he had intention for Shlamim. And the Reisha, that's the same thing that we just said. Because we just proved that was what the Reisha was saying. Elalav, so must be Bavoda Achas. It's within one act of Shechita. First it was Pesach, and then it was Shlamim. Okay, and it's saying that it's disqualified. Now Rabbi Meir wouldn't hold of that, because Rabbi Meir holds, suppose, Lashon Rishon. Follow the first thing that a person says. Here he said lishmo. That was the lashon rishon. The first thing was for Pesach, and then it was shalol lishmo. So you have to say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Amar af begmar adam nitfas. That you also take into account the second things that a person says. You also take into account the end of what a person says. So if he said lishma and he said Pesach, and then he said shlamim shalol lishmo, we also care about the fact that he said shlamim. We do take into account the Lashon Achron. Since we take it into account, it's as if he said Shlamim when it's supposed to be Pesach. So it's disqualified. It's a Pesach Shenishchat Shalom Lishmo. The end of it also matters. So that resolves our question. Is our Mishnah Rabbi Yossi, or is our Mishnah something that Rabbi Meir would also agree to? Before, our Mishnah is only Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir would not agree to our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, lo, maybe not. It's not a proof. Maybe this line of the Mishnah, if he does lishma, if he does it for Pesach, and then he does it shalol lishma, then he does it for shlamim, that the Mishnah says it's no good, that's not talking about where he did one thing, lishma and shalol lishma. He did two things. He did lishma, then he did shalol lishma. Two avodos. Veshtei avodos. Veresha, the beginning of the Mishnah, which we said was also two avodos, is like this. Tekoi b'shchita. The Shechita, during the Shechita, when he was doing the Shechita, Kamachashi b'Shechita. So during the Shechita, he was thinking, I'm doing this for Pesach. When he's doing the Zrika though, then he was thinking, I'm doing this for Shlamim, right? Each Avoda, he thought of it during that Avoda. Seifa, the end of the Mishnah, which says Lishma, and then Shalol Lishma is also Pasal, is also talking about two Avodos. Two different activities. But he's thought of the second activity was during doing the first activity. While doing the first activity, he was thinking what he will do with the second activity. So say for the latter case, is Dekai B'Shechita. He's standing during the Shechita, and he says, I'm shechting a Pesach now, Lishma. And I'm going to throw the blood in 20 minutes. I'm going to throw the blood of a shlamim. This is going to be a shlamim in 20 minutes. In 20 minutes, when I throw the blood, then I'm going to be thinking shlamim. I'm going to be doing it for shlamim. So he's thinking during the shechita about what he's going to be doing for the zrika. V'kachashim b'zrika. Kayim b'shechita. He's standing during the shechita. V'kachashim, and he's thinking about the zrika. Z'amar, and he's saying, Harini shochet es ha-pesach l'shmo. I'm slaughtering this Pesach for Pesach. Lizrok damo shalom l'shmo. To throw the blood of this animal as shlamim. To throw this blood as shlamim. So that's also no good. So we asked, why do we have to have in the Mishnah two times that if you have a thought about one service, which is a good thought, and a thought about another service, which is not a good thought, that it gets disqualified? That's why we have to have two times. Because one time is when you actually had the thought, the disqualifying thought during the Zrika. And the other time is when you had the disqualifying thought about the Zrika during the Shechita. Two different laws. The Kamashwan, and there's a Chiddush here. That you can be thinking about another service while doing this service, and that could disqualify the whole karban. And that's a bayah de Rav Papa. That's a question of Rav Papa in other places. So that's the resolution. That's this Mishnah is telling us that. But this Mishnah is not necessarily telling you that Rabbi Yossi has a Mishnah like him in Pesach. Maybe not. It could be this Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. It's talking about two different avodos. But within one avoda, within one act of service, saying Pesach, and then saying Shlamim within one act of service, maybe we just follow the beginning. Maybe we don't follow also the end. Maybe it's not like Rabbi Yossi. Tashma, coming here, another proof. Again, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, the last part of the Mishnah, O shelo l'shmo v'lishmo. Or if somebody slaughters the Pesach on Erev Pesach for Shlamim, and then he has intention of Pesach. He has intention of the wrong thing, of shelo l'shma, the wrong sanctity, and then the right sanctity. Possible it's disqualified. Now, Hechidam, what's the case here, this last case of the Mishnah? Inim b'shtei avodos, if it's two different acts of service. The shechita was for shlamim, the zrika was for Pesach. So I need another line to tell me that. And if you're going to say that during the shechita, he's thinking he's going to do the zrika for Pesach, even though he's doing the shechita now for shlamim. He already said that if you first had the thought of Pesach and then the thought of Shlamim, it's possible. If you start off with the thought of Shlamim, of course it's going to be possible. We need a mission to tell us this. So it must be this last line to tell me a new thing. Rabbi Yossi's right. It's to say, it's talking about in one act of service. In one act of service, he started off with Shalom L'shma, then he had a L'shma thought. No good. First thought was Shalom L'shma. I mean, the same about Avodah Achas, and so tell me, since this last case is the case of in one act of service, Reishanayim b'Avodah Achas, that means the case before it is also in one act of service. And in one act of service, where you start off with for Pesach, and then you think about Shlam, it's also no good, because Rabbi Yossi is right. Tfos Lashon Achron, we take into account the last thing a person says. Says the Gemara, lo, that's not the way to read the Mishnah. Lo, l'mishtei avodos, the last line, also is talking about two different acts of service. He said, what do you need to tell me? If you started off with the right thought and then having the wrong thought about a different service disqualifies it. Certainly if you start off with the wrong thought and then you have a thought about the right thought but for a different act of service, it's going to be disqualified. You're right, it's not necessary. But within the law, you really didn't have to tell us this law. But I did tani l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo, since it taught us the law when you started off the right way but then you had a thought about the wrong things, it gets no good. It also says if you start off the wrong way and you haven't thought about the right way, it still stays no good. It's really not necessary, but it's just sort of the flow of the language. So we continue on with this flow. All right, we haven't resolved our question. Is our Mishnah telling us that halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that within one act of service, if somebody declares Pesach, and then within that same act he declares Shlamim, we care about the latter part that he declared, and it gets disqualified? Or do we say that no, that this Mishnah is following the view of Rabbi Meir, and we would not take into account the latter part of what somebody says? We would just take into account the beginning. So within one act of service, if he says Lishma and then he says Shalom Lishma, it would stay kosher. Two acts of service, one act was Lishma, the other act was Shalom Lishma, that is the case when it would be possible. Tashma, coming to your proof from the next Mishnah, tomorrow's daf. The next Mishnah doesn't talk about where you shecht the Karban Pesach as Shlamim, But were you shechting the Korban Pesach for the people who should eat it, or are you shechting it for people who shouldn't eat it? So the Mishnah says over there, Shchato Shalola Ochlov. That's what you shechted the Korban Pesach. You say, I'm shechting it for Yankel and Shmerel and Yidel, who are all in the old age home, and they don't have teeth anymore, and they can't eat. So I'm shechting it for these people who can't eat. Still good. Shalola Menuyah. Or if you shech the Korban Pesach for people who never signed up for this Korban Pesach. Or you shech the Korban Pesach la'arelim for people who don't have bris milah. So because they don't have bris milah, they're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Why don't they have bris milah? Their two older brothers died from the bris milah. So therefore, when they were born, they were exempt from bris milah. Or let's say I'm shechting the Korban Pesach for people who are tummy. They can't eat it because they're tummy. So puzzle. So this Korban is now disqualified. He has to go and burn it. Here it's only one thought, so clearly it's in one service. So mean to save about achas. So here, since we're talking about one service, reishanam b'avoda achas. That means that the first Mishnah, our Mishnah, is also talking about in one service. Says why not? What's the comparison? Hakadisa. One is its way, and the other one is its way. Save b'avoda achas. The next Mishnah is talking about in one act of service. But Reisha, the first Mishnah, which is talking about where you have thoughts of Lishma and then a thought of Shalom Lishma, could be b'avoda achas if you hold like Rabbi Yossi. And if you hold like Rabbi Meir, that in the case of Lishma and then Shalom Lishma, it's Tfos Lashon Rishon, you'd only accept the first thing he said, so then it would be b'shtei avodos. The case of the Mishnah where we disqualify would be when there are two acts of service. In one act of service it was Lishma, and the second act of service it was a thought of Shalom Lishma. So again, we're trying to prove as our Mishnah the following the view of Rabbi Yossi. Tashma, come here, prove from another part within tomorrow's Mishnah. In tomorrow's Mishnah, we're going to learn that if somebody shechts the carbon, le'ochlav v'shalo le'ochlav, if he does a thought, his thought is for those who will eat it and for those who can't eat it, then it is kasher. He's thinking about both those who could eat it and those who can't eat it. He's doing it for both of them. It's going to be kasher. Now, Yechidan, what's this case when it's kasher? So we're going to say it's in two different acts of service. So let's say he shechted for those who could eat, and then when he's doing the shechita, he's saying, I'm going to throw the blood for those who can't eat. So the time of the chashab is zrika, and then we're saying he's thinking about those who can't eat during the zrika or for the zrika. He'll do the zrika for them. So then we'll say it's still kasher. Why? De'ein machsheves ochlim bezrika. Thoughts about who can eat and who can't eat is irrelevant during the Zrika. The Torah talks about tachosu al aser, you know, based on who can eat is how you do the shechita, but not the Zrika. So if that's the case, the Mishnah is saying that if you had a thought about appropriate eaters during shechita and a thought for inappropriate eaters for Zrika, so we're going to say that that's kasher because the thought about the eaters during Zrika doesn't really matter. So what's the lesson? Lesson is how b'avoda achas, if it would all be within one act of service, kagon b'shchita, let's say during the shchita, where it doesn't matter who's eating, then you're going to say what? To mahani b'machsheves ochlin, there it doesn't matter the thought of who's going to eat it, you're going to say it's possible that if you thought during the shchita, the beginning of the shchita for kosher eaters, and then towards the end of the shchita also for non-appropriate eaters, you're going to say what? It's possible now? That's not true. We paskin that when you have a Korban Pesach and you shecht it on behalf of some who could eat and on behalf of some who can't eat, now it's kosher. It's kosher. Because the act of shechita is one act of shechita. If you have one person who can eat it, you still need to do the same act of shechita. So since the shechita is for some people who are appropriate, it's okay even though some people are not appropriate. So that can't be what the Mishnah is telling us. Elalav. So it must be what's that next Mishnah saying? Says the Gemara now, Samach on the days, El Olav. Yeah.
Is that similar to like in Chagiga, where if you can't make, you know, Lorego, you can't bring a carbon because, let's say, you broke the leg, so therefore you don't have to make it up. You weren't capable. You know, you were already negated. I think you weren't chayav because your condition didn't allow you to bring it. So the same thing here is if our 11 years earlier, or someone who's in, they're not chayav to have the carbon pesach.
Yeah.
So it's not like you know, they're not, it's almost like it doesn't exist for them.
Yeah, but in particular, if the thought was about them was during the Zrika doesn't matter, eaters or not eaters. The problem of the eaters is only during the Shechita. During the Zrika, it's irrelevant who can eat or who can't eat it. So Elav, so what's the case of the next Mishnah? It's Bavoda Achas. The next Mishnah is talking about in one act of service, right? So whether in one act of service during the Shechita, you think about the eaters and the non-eaters, it's kosher because you have some eaters there. Or even if it's two acts of service, right? During the Shechita, you think about the eaters, and during the Zrika, you think about the non-eaters. Both ways, it's kosher because the Zrika doesn't matter who's eating and who's not eating. Right? So that Mishnah, though, is clearly talking about an avoda achas. Right? The line of that Mishnah was, la'ochlav v'shalo la'ochlav kosher. You shechted it for the eaters and those who can't eat it. It's kosher. So what is that saying? That's saying not just the shtei avodos, it's kosher. It's kosher in one avoda also, as we just proved. In the shechita, if you do the shechita for ochlav and shalola ochlav, it's kosher. So when the Mishnah says, if you did it, the ochlav and shalola ochlav, it's kosher. It means in one avoda, during the avoda of shechita, you thought ochlav and you thought lola ochlav. You thought for those who could eat, you thought also those who can't eat. It's kosher. Because you also thought of those who could eat. So, me to save about avoda achas. So, if the next Mishnah is telling us a law about a case that's occurring within one act of service, then Reisha Nami, then the beginning of these Mishnayos, namely our Mishnah, is also talking about avoda achas. It's in one act of service. Now, our Mishnah is not talking about something being kosher, it's talking about something being pasul. Our Mishnah is saying if you had a thought of lishma and then a thought of shalom lishma, it's pasul. So, we're asking, is it pasul within one avoda, or it's only pasul if it's in two different avodas? No, clearly it's pasul within one avoda too. And we're saying that this Mishnah is following Rabbi Yossi, the Tfos Lashon Achron. You pay attention to the last things that a person says. Because since the next case is a case of in one avoda, that's a case of where it's kosher. It's about thoughts of who's going to eat it and not. That means this case, when you have different thoughts about what it is, whether it's a Pesach or it's a Shlamim, is also a case of one avoda, because it has to be similar to the next case. And it's saying that since you had some thought of shlamim, it's possible, even though it's a secondary thought within one avoda. So the Gemara says the same thing we said earlier. Midiriya, who says, Hakadisa, one case could be its way, and one case could be its way. Seifa, yes, the next line, the next Mishnah where it says, talking about oak, people eating, that's bavoda achas. That's saying if you have intentions in one act of service, namely in the shchita, for some eaters and some non-eaters, it's kosher. But Reisha, at the beginning, which is talking about where it's possible, could be talking about a different case. It could be avoda achas. Yeah, it could be talking about one act of service, according to Rabbi Yossi. Or b'shtei avodos. According to Rabbi Meir, he would say, no, you wouldn't say that when you have a thought of lishma and then a thought of shalom lishma in one act of service, it's possible. No, you'd say lishma and then shalom lishma is kosher, because tfos lashon rishon, he follows the first thought you said. But when would you be possible when you have a thought of Pesach and then a thought of shlamim? When those are two different services. The thought of Pesach was for the entirety of the shechita, and the thought of Shlamim was for the entirety of the Zrika, then it would be Pasul. So that could be that it's different. All right, so we don't really resolve this question about whether our Mishnah is clearly Rabbi Yossi or not. We didn't have an answer. So now we move on to another question. On Pesach, right, on Erev Pesach, you're supposed to bring the Karban Pesach as a Karban Pesach. If on Erev Pesach you bring the Karban Pesach and say you're bringing a Shlamim, or you're catching the blood of a Shlamim, or throwing the blood of a Shlamim, Shalom L'Shmo, for the wrong sanctity, it disqualifies the Karban. And the exact opposite is when it's not Pesach. Let's say you had an animal that you consecrated as a Karban Pesach. And you, for whatever reason, you just didn't bring it on Erev Pesach. And now it's a week after Pesach. Now you want to bring this animal before it dies, it gets a blemish. If you bring it as a Pesach, shalom bismano, if you bring it as a Pesach in the wrong time, it's no good. But now, if you bring it as a shlamim, when you slaughter it, you say, I'm slaughtering a shlamim, I'm catching the blood of a shlamim, I'm walking the blood of a shlamim, I'm throwing the blood of a shlamim. Now it becomes kosher. Once you change the sanctity, Pesach, shalom bismano, you have to do it for a different intention. You have to do it for the intention of non-Pesach for it to be kosher. So Yibailu had a question in the yeshiva like this. Pesach sheshachto b'shar yemos hashana. Let's say you have a Karban Pesach during the other days of the year, not Erev Pesach. And you slaughtered it lishmo, you slaughtered it first as Pesach,
And then Shelo Lishmo. Then you say, no, this is not as Pesach, this is a Shlamim. So now, Mao, what's going to be the law now? Do we say, Mi Asi Shelo Lishmo, Mapik Le Mi De Lishmo, Machshir Le? The thought of Shelo Lishma, the thought of Shlamim, can uproot the original thought of Pesach and make it kosher, the same way the thought of Shelo Lishma and Erev Pesach uproots the thought of Lishma and makes it possible. Although, maybe no. On Erev Pesach, when you're not supposed to be thinking Shlamim, if you think Shlamim, that makes it possible. But when it's not Pesach, and you're supposed to be thinking Shlamim, if you thought Pesach, that's already too late. Now it stays possible, even though later you think Shlamim. So that was the question that they had. When Rav Dimi came from Israel to Babel, Amar, he said, Amrita l'shmaite kamid Rabbi Yirmiya. When I was in Israel, I said this lesson, the following lesson that we're about to see, in front of Rabbi Yirmiya. The following logic. I say like this. Ho'el u'lishmo machshiro bizmano. Since the thought of doing it as a Pesach is what makes the Karban Pesach kosher on Erev Pesach. And shelo l'shmo machshiro shelo bizmano. Thinking about this Pesach that it's a shlamim is what's going to make it kosher when it's not Pesach. So ma l'shmo machshiro bizmano, just like the thought of saying that it's a Pesach during Pesach, is it, right? Saying it's a Pesach on Erev Pesach, that's what makes it kosher. Nevertheless, that thought that makes it kosher, ein motzio midei shelo l'shmo, it's not going to make it kosher when there's also a thought of shlamim. When there's also a thought of shlamim, now it's disqualified. We're not going to say, oh, but they had a thought of Pesach. Too late. If there's a thought of shlamim here on Erev Pesach, it gets disqualified. It doesn't take away the fact that there's a disqualifying thought. So it stays possible. So the same thing should be this way. Therefore, afshalo l'shmo ha-machshiro, the thought of shlamim that would make it kosher after Pesach, shalo bismano, right? The shalo l'shmo, which is machshiro, shalo bismano, the thought of shlam, which is what makes it kosher after Pesach, ein motzio midei l'shmo, that can't uproot the fact that there was also a thought of Pesach. And therefore, if there would be a thought of Pesach and then a thought of shlamim, it would stay possible, to be possible. That's what I thought, just like by logic. So Amar li, Rabbi Yirmiya said to me, lo, you can't compare the two thoughts. You can't compare the two thoughts. Im amarta b'shelo l'shmo, right? When, if it's Erev Pesach and you're thinking shlamim, it gets disqualified. Because when you're thinking the wrong sanctity of a sacrifice, that always ruins a sacrifice. All sacrifices, if you take a chatas and you say, this chatas is not a chatas, it's an asha. It disqualifies the chatas. If you take a toda, you say, this toda, I'm not slaughtering it as a toda, I'm slaughtering it as a shlamim, or I'm slaughtering it as an il nazir. Even though the carbon ends up on the mizbeach, it's lo olo lebal m'shem chova, there's a disqualification. The owners don't get atonement. So when you have disqualifying thoughts, right, in the zman of the carbon, you're thinking the wrong type of carbon, that always is a disqualifier. Those disqualifiers always work. Tomer l'shmo, whereas you're thinking Pesach on that which is a Pesach. Now that should be a problem is unique. Only Pesach, outside of Pesach, if you still think of it as Pesach, is a problem. That's not a normal problem. It's not a normal disqualifier. So Tomer b'Pesach. Tomer b'l'shmo, right? To have a kavanah of l'shma, you're thinking what this carbon should be. It is a Pesach. It was made holy as a Pesach. You're offering it as a Pesach. That is no good. That thought being no good is unique. After Pesach, it's no good. It's unique. A kavanah of l'shma being a disqualifier is unique. So since the kavanah of l'shma being a disqualifier is unique, maybe it doesn't have the same power to disqualify the same way a kavanah of shelo l'shma. A kavanah of shelo l'shma, which is a disqualifier everywhere, would disqualify on Erev Pesach, even though you had the right thoughts too, but you had the wrong thoughts, it disqualifies. But here, this thought being the disqualifier is a unique law. So maybe it doesn't work when you also had a shelo l'shma, when you also thought shlamim after Pesach. Tomer b'l'shmo, shekeni no noig b'chol hazvach. The idea that you're offering something for what its sanctity is a problem. That doesn't apply to other karbanos. It's only in karban Pesach, shelo bizmano. It's only in karban Pesach at the wrong time. So maybe there we would say that that's a weaker disqualifier. So therefore, since you did have also the thought of shlamim now, when it's out of Pesach, it should work. So my havyala, what's the bottom line? Again, the question is,
After Pesach, you have a karban that you had made holy as a karban Pesach. It's after Pesach now. You're really supposed to offer it as a shlamim. But you got mixed up. You did both. You said Pesach and you said shlamim. Is it now disqualified or not disqualified? What's the bottom line? Amar Rava, Rava said, Pesach sheshchato b'shar yomos hashana lishmo v'shalo lishmo. If you have a karban Pesach and you're slaughtering it after Pesach, as Pesach and as shlamim, it's kosher. It says it's kosher. It's kosher. Since you had the thought of shlamim, it's kosher. What's his proof? What do we say? When you have a Karban Pesach and you didn't bring it on Erev Pesach, we say, now bring it as a shlamim. Now, if you didn't say anything, without any declaration, it was made holy as a Pesach. Right? It was made holy as a Pesach. So it's sort of standing, it's primed to be offered as a Pesach. If you didn't say anything at all, just slaughtered it, it'd be pasul. Because we'd say you're slaughtering a Pesach outside of Pesach, outside of the holiday at the wrong time. Afilu achi, nevertheless, when you say explicitly I'm doing it for shlamim, it becomes kosher. Almost what happens? You see that asi shelo lishmo, you see that the declared intent of shlamim comes, umafik lemidei lishmo, and it uproots the pre-existing intent of it being a Pesach. So therefore, even if you said Pesach and then you say shlamim, when you actually shechted for Pesach and for Shlamim, asi shelo lishmo, this thought of Shlamim, this thought of the other intent will come umapiklei midei lishmo and uproot the pre-existing intent of Pesach. So Amalei Rav Adaber Ahava l'Rava. So Rav Adaber Ahava said to Rava, maybe that's not comparable. Dilma, maybe. Maybe when you don't say anything and you just say shelo lishma, you just say shlamim, that's different than when you said Pesach and now you're saying shlamim. In other words, where you're trying to uproot an assumed status, that's different from uprooting a declared status. Once it was declared as Pesach, maybe you can't uproot it by just saying now shlamim. What's the proof to such a distinction? We said, if you shech the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, for those who could eat it, as well as for those who can't eat it, the Karban is kasher. Now, if you were to shech it only for those who can't eat it, the Karban is pasul. The Karban is pasul. If you shech for both those who can eat it and those who can't eat it, it's kasher. But if you shecht explicitly just for the guy who doesn't have bris milah, it's possible. Now, why do we say that? Why don't you stay hasdam ala ochlav kai? When you have a karban, which is holy, without declaring anything, without saying anything, what's it going? Who's it going for? It's going for the people who can eat it, the people who signed up for it. It's going to be for them. It's on track to be for them. So then, when you say, and now I'm shechting it for the guy who doesn't have bris milah, that's the equivalent of la'ochla v'shalo la'ochla, for eaters and non-eaters. Because on its own, it's already going to the eaters. So why don't we say that? We say, no. Elashani hecha da'amar. There's a difference between where somebody says it's for eaters and non-eaters. Hecha da'lo amar, where no one he said it's for eaters. We're just assuming it's for eaters. But what was only said was for the non-eaters, then it's disqualified. So if that's the case, achanami, we'll say the same thing here with these different intentions in regards to Pesach and Shlamit. Shani hecha da'amar. If he said it's for Pesach after Pesach, and then he says for Shlamim, then he can't disqualify, can't make it kosher. Hecha de lo amar. Whereas if he didn't say anything, then of course, if he just says for Shlamim, that will work. Amar leis, Rava said back to Rav Adaber Ahava, midi iria. How could you compare the thought of the non-eaters with the assumed eaters to the thought of shlamim with the assumed Pesach? Bishlama Hassam, in regards to Bishlama Hassam, Kamad lo akar le b'shchita. When you talk about the status, if you didn't declare it's for shlamim, And yes, it's on track to be a Pesach. Elahach, when we talk about eaters, stamei lo'ochlav klai, is it the same thing that it's on track for the eaters? Unless you said it's for the... Is it on track for the eaters? It's not on track for the eaters. Maybe these guys who signed up for it are going to pull out, and other people are going to pull in. You can sign up for the carbon, you can pull out of the carbon Pesach until it gets slaughtered. So in regards to eaters, we don't say that it was on track for certain eaters, and now that you said for the non-eaters, it's like non-eaters plus eaters. No, because it may not be on track for the eaters. But in regards to Pesach, then there is a comparison between if it was on track for Pesach, and now that you added Shlamim, you're just adding Shalom Lishma to an existing Kavanah of Lishma, because it is on track for Pesach. In regards to eaters, it's not on track for these eaters, because maybe these eaters are going to pull out. They can always pull out. So therefore, it's not comparable one to the other. And therefore, we should say that if, when there was no declared intention of Pesach, nevertheless, if you said for Shlamim, it's going to be kosher. Basically, that means that an intention of Lashma, then Shalom Lashma, out of the time, is kosher. So even when you say Pesach, and then you say Shlamim, it'll also be kosher. Ad kan, daf sama.